Here's a number that might surprise you. 85 to 90% of purchases still happen in the physical world, not online. Less surprising is that Amazon is on a quest for a bigger cut of that market. Earlier this month, the online retailer took a big first step toward inserting itself in the brick-and-mortar world. It rolled out its own in-store credit card reader for small businesses. It's a move meant to let Amazon compete with Square and other payment companies. So what's next in Amazon's plan to move into offline retail? Jason Del Rey is senior editor for commerce at Recode, and he's been following this closely. He joins us now from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And so tell us how this would work, because it's not Amazon opening its own stores, right? It's partnering in some way with existing stores owned by other people?
So that's right. I mean, there have been rumors for a long time of Amazon opening some of their own stores, and that may happen at some point. But this is trying to get a piece of small business retail in the offline world. And so it would start with payment systems and checkout systems being adopted by small businesses, and then may move to trying to persuade them to sell on Amazon.com.
So they'd have to buy some hardware in the form of the credit card reader and then some software as well?
Sure. So the hardware, the credit card reader is, you know, selling for $10 from Amazon. And then Amazon will give you a credit as part of the plan. And then the software is free, but Amazon charges, like many payment processors, a certain fee for each credit card or debit card transaction.
And what's in it for stores to want to partner with Amazon in this?
Sure. So the first thing is, and this can't be overlooked, Amazon's rate on each transaction is much lower than most competitors. It's 1.75%, Square's is 2.75%, and others are around the same. So for a small business, you know, that can make a big difference, can be a difference between making it into the black or declining into the red. And then over time, the allure may be to be able to easily sell on Amazon.com with Amazon's help.
You know, we hear so much about online retailers like Amazon hurting physical stores, you know, certainly killing off mom and pops, and also the decline of malls attributed to Amazon in some ways. It seems like a mixed message that Amazon is doing this. So is this kind of a sign here that brick and mortar, that having an actual physical presence in a community still matters?
I think it is, but there's still, like you said, a lot of mistrust among Main Street as to what Amazon's ambitions really are. Many think perhaps Amazon just wants to get data on what's selling best in certain neighborhoods and then just stock their own online shelves with those goods.
Oh, so ultimately it could disadvantage the small stores if they get a better sense of what the stores are selling and then begin to go into that area itself.
It could. I mean, Amazon will tell you that's not their plan and not their hope. But there have been examples in the past where it seems they've done similar things.
And Jason, we mentioned the credit card reader has actually already been rolled out, but lots of buy-in would be required to make this work at a large scale level. How close is Amazon to making this a reality?
I think these are this is years away. Square's been out a few years and has about a little over a million small businesses. So this is a long-term plan for Amazon.
Jason Del Rey is a senior editor for commerce at the tech news site Recode. Jason, thanks very much.
Thank you.